Now, the controversial Adani Carmichael coal mine has been subject to a really heated public debate, government approvals and legal proceedings since its proposal in 2010, but it is now closer than ever to getting the go-ahead opening up Queensland's untouched Galilee Basin. Following the former Environment Minister Melissa Price's abrupt final approvals of the mine on a federal level, the Queensland government announced 2 weeks ago that they were eager to fast-track the process of resolving the two outstanding approvals, setting a timeline of 3 weeks. On Friday, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced her approval of the environmental plan to protect an endangered bird, the black-throated finch, coming as a huge win for the Adani Corporation and a massive blow to the environmentalists and groups such as the Stop Adani movement. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about the approval and where to go from here is Paddy Burton. She's the leader of her local group Stop Adani in the Sydney seat of Mackellar. Paddy, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Hey Tess, thanks for having me.
So what does this latest environmental approval mean for the prospects of the mining project?
Yeah, so Friday came as quite a big blow to our movement. It just means they're one big step closer. So there was two environmental approvals left for the Queensland government, and that was obviously the black-throated finch, and now there's just the groundwater management plan that needs to be approved, and that could come as early as next week. So that's a bit scary for us at the movement. If this mine goes ahead, it's still going to have detrimental environmental consequences, and we're still going to be affected by it in this climate crisis continuing on. Yeah.
And so what other obstacles are standing in the way of Adani starting production?
Yeah, so a lot of in the media, it's been said that like as soon as this next approval comes through, they can start, like it's all ready to go ahead. But there's still quite a number of obstacles. Firstly, they don't have insurance yet. And that's a major one because they can't start without it. So 11 insurance companies, including big ones like Allianz and AXA, have actually rejected it. And it's kind of similar to the banks when Adani was asking for funding, the banks were kind of pressured into saying no by the community. And again, this is happening. And then there's another obstacle with Adani still facing prosecution for the illegal drilling of bores back in September. So that was a big one. The rail line is also not finalised and they're still negotiating access pricing and conditions. And of course, they don't have the consent of the Wongan and Jagalingo people. And just last week, they were in court appealing the land use agreement, which they never gave consent to. And then, of course, last night as well, on the 7:30 report, Coasts and Country, a local environmental group, found drone footage of them already starting illegal work, which was stage two site works, and they're only allowed to do stage one site works. So, again, that's another big factor, yeah.
And the Adani mine, it was a huge issue at the federal election that we've just seen. Do you think that the results have had an impact on the Queensland government's responses?
Definitely, yeah. So I think Anastasia Palaszczuk is just a bit scared. So their election is coming up next October, so it's pretty soon. Like, well, obviously in New South Wales we had it this year, so they're getting really ready for that. And I think this is a big, major issue for them. And understandably, Anastasia's impatience is warranted. Like, the mine was proposed almost 10 years ago now. And it's been a long process since, so I understand why she would be impatient. But at the same time, these environmental approvals can't just happen overnight. They have to have a long consideration, yeah.
And speaking of the election as well, what was the Stop Adani movement's reaction to the results, and where do you guys look at going from here?
Yeah, so I suppose the whole country was pretty taken aback by the election results, not just from the polling, but just like sentiment around, we kind of all thought it would be a Labor win. And so our campaign was mostly driven towards Labor MPs. And we actually got a lot of Labor MPs coming out and opposing the mine publicly, which was great. And on the website, there's a number of MPs and people saying that they oppose it. So this was kind of a blow to our movement, which was a shame. And we're all a bit dismayed. But I think we all had a breather and we're all back on track. And so just last week we had a webinar, which is a seminar on the web. And people from the 130 local groups across Australia all joined. And so it was really great to like all come together, regroup and talk about how we can do better and also celebrate all the good work that we did. We did so many door knocks, even pub crawls, candidate forums, just flyer giving out, you know. And I think all the volunteers deserved a big pat on the back for that. Yeah.
Well, just before I let you go, Paddy, how can people get involved with Stop Adani?
Yeah, so we're not going anywhere. if anything, it's just up the ante of our movement. So if you're not already in a Stop Adani group and you want to join, on the website you can log in there. There's over 130 groups and more are popping up. And if you want to start your own, you're more than welcome to in your local area. We're also calling on people to contact Anastasia Palaszczuk's office. So you can find that on Google or also on the Stop Adani website. And there's an online petition to stop them getting insurance. So that's another big one. And I'm sure we have more events organised for the future. Yeah.
Paddy, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks so much.
That was Paddy Burden. She's the leader of her local Stop Adani group in the Sydney seat of Mackellar. We'll get some links for you up in the podcast. You can find that at 2SER.com.